Hey everyone, I'm Carl Azus and this is CNN 10. So happy to have you watching wherever you're watching from. Believe it or not, we are not starting off today's show with the coronavirus report, though we will have an update on that for you in a couple minutes. First though, we want to bring you up to speed on the U.S. presidential election process. The primaries and caucuses that are scheduled to be going on now help determine who will actually appear on the presidential ballot. And though the state of Ohio canceled its primary earlier this week, contests for Democrats were still held in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. And in all three of those primaries on Tuesday, former Vice President Joe Biden won, and he expanded his lead over U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. When we say lead, we mean the number of pledged delegates each candidate is expected to get from winning these primaries and caucuses. And when we produced this show, former Vice President Biden had an estimated 1,086 delegates, while Senator Sanders had 772. Sanders' campaign manager said the senator would be having conversations with his supporters in the weeks ahead about the state of his campaign. There were also questions about the state of the primaries themselves, because the next two scheduled contests in Georgia and Puerto Rico have been canceled due to concerns over coronavirus. Meanwhile, Florida and Illinois held primaries for Republicans on Tuesday, and the U.S. territory of American Samoa held a caucus yesterday. Though we don't yet have those caucus results, we can say that the wins that incumbent President Donald Trump got in Florida and Illinois gave him the delegates he needed to clinch the GOP nomination. So he will once again be the Republican nominee for president.